Now, my friends, the social media universe has been set alight yet again by a new show that's got lots and lots of sex.
Sex is really just about sex. What's it about for you?
They're here.
Desire. Feeling desired. Freedom. I haven't felt that way since...
Brad, the person who gives you security can't be the same person who gives you the thrill.
Billy never even mentioned you.
Maybe there's a reason for that.
Oh. Sex Life, it's called. Is it any good? Well written? Good acting? Doesn't matter, because it includes lots of scenes heavily laden with realistic, naughty sex, and therefore everyone loses their stuff.
Well, if 50 Shades of Grey can do it, why can't they?
Yes.
It's a good point.
It's called the Basic Instinct effect, isn't it, really? That you take quite a mediocre film, Basic Instinct, and get Sharon Stone to uncross her legs, not wearing any undies, and the world goes crazy. And a film that really doesn't deserve much more than to be a B-grade Hollywood movie becomes this huge in the public conversation.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of eps, and I mean, you're not going there for the acting.
No.
But I also feel like if you're going there for the sex, there are other places you would probably find something better.
Yes.
Like what? I wouldn't know.
MattDigtinsky.com. No, what makes
How do I spell that again?
What makes Sex Life different, basically, is knobs. There's lots of knobs in it.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, because obviously this story is focusing on a woman's sexual awakening. So there's lots of long lingering shots on male appendages, and that therefore that is really sort of seen as a point of difference.
Yeah, right. And the sort of appendage where, like, it's entering the room before he is. That kind of deal. It's like a deal on the desk.
That's very visible. And I find this very interesting because I hear a lot of people talk about this stuff, and there's two reasons why I can't watch these shows at home. One is we have three kids under five and they're always there.
Yes.
No matter what you're doing, they seem to be there. And the other thing is because we share our Netflix account with my folks and my in-laws. And if that's coming up with, would you like to continue watching? That's the last thing I want them to see. But the thing that interests me the most about this is we were talking about this yesterday after the show. And you piped in and went, I've done a few sex scenes.
I have, yeah.
And it blew me away a little bit because I've often looked at them and gone, if I was in that particular position, I'll let that sink in for a moment, what is that like? And I'm very interested to know what that is like. And you told us a few things about the sex scenes that you have been in because you are an actor.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you just walk us through a few of these things?
I guess the interesting thing is that the camera, we only see what the camera wants us to see, but behind the camera, of course, is a camera person.
Right.
You've often got makeup people who will come in and then leave while the scene's been shot. But for example, I did a show called Raw FM for ABC TV. It was so unpopular that yesterday I went onto YouTube, not a single clip, not a single clip, but the wonderful Nadine Garner, who, you know, we would know from, the Henderson kids and Dr. Blake's, you know.
Yep.
She and I did a scene together, and it was the one time that I had to. I've worn a sock before on my appendage, but this was what they call a patch. And so it's a triangular piece of material that they basically tuck you under.
Yeah.
And you tape it up in the crack of your bum. So it's hidden, mostly hidden. So,
and how close are you? You got like that part of your body.
Yes.
How close together are you?
Well, you're very close, but you choreograph it like a dance. You know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to put my hand there. Is that okay? You're going to do that, and it's the movement of the camera that makes it look. You know, and then, of course, they put on music and all that sort of thing.
I found it a whole lot trickier when I was a stage actor because I didn't do film. I did stage acting. And doing a sex scene on stage, much tougher because you can't control the camera angle.
No. And you can't say cut.
Hey, did you get excited?
No,
can I ask that question,
can you
block it out of your head?
Of course, that was a fear that I had before I did it. But let me tell you, there is nothing unsexier than being, you know, one of 20 people on a set when you're essentially naked. You know, I've never been like super proud of my body, so I'm not like I'm an exhibition at home, but not so much in public.
I thought you were going to say at heart.
So, there's nothing really sexy about it. You can't really lose yourself. I couldn't lose myself in the moment.
Right.
There's a reason they have fluffers on set.
Right.
For porn.
Okay, right. Last question. What size was the sock? I said sock. It's all right. You don't have to answer that question. Pete, Matt and Kimber. Hello, producer Janine.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Now, if you're new to the show, if you've just started listening, welcome. Great to have you on board. Pete, Matt and Kimber, you know, we're the hosts in here, but we're a team. We're a part of a team.
We're a team.
And we've got two excellent producers. We've got producer Janine, who's with us today, and we've got producer Georgia out in the airlock there. And that's who you speak to when you call or if you play comps, you get these gorgeous women on the other end, very friendly, very kind. And we've got you in here not knowing why you're here because there's something that we need to share with you.
Mm.
And the thing is, Janine is an excellent producer, isn't she? Like
amazing.
And not only do you produce a great show, but you also make us scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Well, you are a wonderful mum and you bring that energy into the way you look after us too, which is very appreciated on a tired morning.
Above and beyond, some would say.
Yeah. You do. We really do. We've all had moments where we've had, you know,
if you do say so yourself.
You know, we've had minor emotional breakdowns one at a time.
Yeah,
Janine
yeah.
has been there to support and cuddle us. Yeah. You're excellent. But there is something that we need to talk to you about. So, a bit of a confessional because we're in a safe space. Janine, we don't know how to tell you this, but your coffee sucks. It's actually undrinkable.
We're not quite sure what you're
really?
Doing.
We don't know what you're doing wrong.
What you're doing. It's a coffee machine.
We so appreciate that you're making coffee for us, and we're very, very grateful.
So
we don't want to sound ungrateful.
No.
But like, it's so bad we can't drink it and we don't know what's gone. We don't know why.
And Janine, I
I am shook.
Now, my coffee is a very straightforward order. It is a double espresso where literally all you have to do is just put it in there and push the button and that's it. Yeah. And still somehow you manage to ruin it. Now,
a coffee machine at home as well.
Have you asked your husband Ryan how his coffee is?
Well, he's always happy with it.
Is he? Sure he is.
Yeah. Is it that he hasn't said anything?
Yeah.
Because it's hard to tell you because you're so fantastic. Mm. Like, we feel bad about it.
Yep. Well, guys, the fact that this is a confessional.
Mm. Oh, no.
I do it on purpose.
Oh, sure you do.
I haven't got time to make you coffees in the morning. I've got stuff to do. I've got a show to plan.
Oh. Well, that's handy tonight.
Okay, well, Georgia, producer Georgia, you're up. You're making the coffees from here on in.
And I've been trying. I try to get up there early in the morning and make it before you do. And I make the coffees for the whole team so that you don't have to do it. But we've been quite busy lately and it just means we've had some undrinkable cups.
Mine has bits in it. Like sometimes it has bits in it, Janine.
Because I'm in a hurry. Yes. I need to get back down and make sure that we're going to air on time.
But look, hey, the air's cleared and Kim has been holding on to this for a little while, and I can see that she's relieved.
I feel really bad and you know, and we don't want to sound ungrateful because we truly are, but but we can't do it anymore.
Noted. Done.
Okay.
So thank you for your services on the coffee side of
And
things.
You know what? While we're going to producers just for a second, because I keep on hearing it in the background of this music, producer Georgia, thank you so much for getting this wonderful confessional music, but you need to stop getting us audio grabs where your emails are going off in the background.
Yes.
All right?
I thought this was the new Birds of Tokyo. Hey, are we going to open this up for a confessional?
Yeah.
I'll get something off my chest.
Go on.
There's about $500 or $600 worth of Nintendo Switch digital game purchases that I've blamed on Mila that are not Mila's fault. But it's very easy, considering their online purchases, to be able to go, oh, hun, Mila knows the passcode now. She's old enough. So she knows how to walk it through. And I made those purchases.
Okay. Good on you.
No, you're with friends.
I feel better. Yeah. I feel better.
You're with friends.
Jason in Naranda, good morning to you.
Yes, hello.
Safe space, my son.
Welcome to the confessional, Jason. You're amongst friends and we want to get it off your chest. Tell us the confession.
So my wife has like socks she wears for the gym and so forth. And there was like this pair that she wears, one of them, and it was just getting thrown everywhere. So I put it in the bin. She probably doesn't even know. But,
so she's throwing her socks.
Like the socks like she wears to the gym in the morning.
Yes.
Like, come back and they'll be like next to the shoe or on the floor. I just was like, okay, these ones just need to get thrown out.
They're
a bit feral, are they?
Yeah.
And you throw, them in the bin because you're sick of her leaving more. It's like my kids with their toys. I'm like, I say, if you leave these around the house, I'm going to throw them in the bin.
Wow. Mm. So, Jason, you're not just throwing them in the wash basket. You're not ignoring them. You're throwing her socks away.
Yeah, I mean, I normally throw them in the wash basket, but it's like these ones I thought, nah, in the bin. She obviously hasn't noticed. But
No.
And if she has, I probably would have said, yeah, maybe one of the kids did something or hit them. I don't know. Because our youngest daughter has been... like hiding car keys and what was the last thing she hid was like the keys of the front door.
Oh, yes.
And we spent like 2 weeks trying to look for it, and it ended up being in her little backpack, in her tote bag.
And Jason, do you think your relationship's strong enough to one day maybe let your partner know that you're doing this?
Anyway, we all get in trouble.
Yeah, that's a great point. But how about...
I'm considered the fourth kid anyway, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Jason, how about we find out, because Stephanie joins us now. We've got your wife. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Stephanie, welcome to the show. Have you just heard Jason's confession?
I have, and I've been wondering who's been the sock stealer. I thought it was the kids or someone's been stealing them off the line, maybe.
No, it's
just Jason's not happy about you leaving them around the house, Steph. Does that? How do you feel about your actions moving forward?
Oh, well, he maybe has to change some of his actions too, so he might find something's gone in the bin too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Hello. It's become Jerry Springer all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And Steph, can I ask, Jason wasn't sure that your relationship was strong enough to survive this, but how do you feel about it?
I think we can go past this, he better watch out now.
Good on you guys.
Good on you guys.
Good luck.
Excellent.
Hey, we've got another phone call here.
Oh, yeah.
It's our producer, Janine's husband.
Oh.
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Listen, you guys.
Yeah.
You've been picking on my wife for all these terrible coffees that she's been making.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm right there with you guys. Absolutely diabolical.
Brian!
Look, and I'm just glad you brought it up because I've been harbouring this for a good 15 years now. I just can't get that buzz that I'm after. And, I think it's good that we've sort of got it all out there.
We've lanced the boil, Ryan.
You know, Janine was saying she was so proud that she's been making coffees at home and you've never complained.
No.
But you've been keeping...
Yeah, I'm too scared to. We all know that.
So are we, Rising. So are we. Nice
she's
to hear so from you,
fantastic.
Mate.
It's the only thing that's going wrong.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe we should survey the kids as well and really get it out there and see. Do a full audit.
Thanks, mate.
Now, guys, are you smarter than an 11-year-old from 100 years ago?
Mm.
Turns out I am not.
Okay.
I did the test, and I'm rubbish at it. In Kentucky, the US, the History Museum there have got a common exam, which was used by schools back in 1912.
How many herbs and spices is the colonel using in his chicken?
You know what's interesting about this test, though? The exam was distributed to less privileged children who were yet to attend high school. And if you passed the exam, you could have won scholarships to get into high school, which is not something that everyone could afford at the time.
No.
And so what occurred to me is that you should know these answers without an education, which was alarming for me.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's 12 questions in it, but I'm only going to give you three. Okay. But I thought, let's make it fun. Let's play for somebody, right? Let's put some skin in the game.
Love it. We've got Michael in Ridgewood. Good morning to you, mate.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good, buddy. Hey, Michael, I'm going to represent you. How's your 1912 trivia?
I'm pretty sure people die a lot more frequently, but I wasn't there.
Okay. That'll be my answer for all of them. I wasn't there.
Okay, good. Well, Stacey from Yanchep, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm playing for you, Stacey. Are you confident or not?
I hope so.
You hope you're confident. Okay, this is going really well for all of us, right?
All right, well, let's just get stuck into it. Now, if you could give me some music from 1912.
Take us back to 1912.
Let's set the tone.
Oh, look at those Germans digging those trenches. That can't mean anything bad. All right.
Okay. A man bought a farm for $2,400. Oh, look at them scribbling this down. And sold it for $2,700. What percent did he gain?
Oh.
A
man bought a farm for $2,400 and he sold it for $2,700. What percent did he gain? Looking at Matt.
9%.
That's a 9% from Matt. How about you, Pete?
Oh, my.
Come on.
I'm absolutely cooked.
Great
oh, sorry.
Start.
Are we meant to be doing the voices?
Oh, yes,
all
I'm
the
sorry.
Time?
Nine. Right. But I don't even know how I got that number.
Okay. I'm going to go with a rough idea.
I'm not even going to make you show me you're working out. I don't care how you got there.
I didn't.
Around about 8.4%.
You are both incorrect.
Right.
What was
it? It is 12.5%.
Well, that sucks.
God. Off to a bad start.
I'm not
okay.
getting into high school in Kentucky.
Question number two.
Go on.
Now, this is a statement. Uh-huh. Okay. It's in quotation marks.
Okay.
William struck James. Change the voice of the verb.
Strikes. Excuse me?
Strikes.
I know, right? It is hard to be a kid voice. In 1912.
Struck James.
William struck James. Change the voice of the verb.
Stacey, do you have any idea?
I have no idea at all.
Michael, do you know what the hell's going on?
Yeah, I'd go with hit, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go with hit.
I will also go with hit.
Okay. You are both incorrect.
Oh.
Because the answer is James was struck by William.
Ah.
They just sort of
yeah,
moved.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Michael, it sounds like James and William need a bit of time apart, quite
okay.
frankly.
And this was here's the third question, third and final question. You both have
it's
failing.
Gone so bad.
No high school for you. Okay. How long a rope is required to reach from the top of a building 40 meters high to the ground 30 meters from the base of the building?
Oh, twice as long as half its length.
That's what I said last night. Didn't get me anywhere.
Sorry, can you run that one more time, please?
How long a rope is required to reach from the top of a building 40 meters high to the ground 30 meters from the base of the building?
30 meters from the
how much are you feeling awful for these 11-year-olds, right? Like, I felt nothing but pity for them
okay,
the whole time.
And can I just say, why are these people who are still using feet and inches using meters in 1912?
Yeah, right.
That's a fair
question.
Question.
And also, Michael said an ooh as if he knew
Michael,
an answer.
Michael,
buzz in with something.
This is Pythagoras' theorem, isn't it?
I think it might be.
3 squared, 4 squared, should be 50 meters.
Are you going to lock in Michael's answer?
Totally.
Because he's bloody right.
Oh, Michael.
Tell me that was a $150 answer.
You know what? It absolutely was. You just scored $150 to spend at the Hampton Hotel in Nedlands, the perfect venue for your next function.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Well done,
Michael. What do you do for a job, mate?
I'm an aircon apprentice. A fridgey apprentice.
I was expecting.
And he knows Pythagoras.
For those who don't.
It's a 3-4-5 trick. I got that one.
Oh, well
Michael,
done.
For a dude who wasn't there,
yeah.
You were amazing in 1912.
Oh, well, I remember that one from back then. I kind of rocked up a bit late, but I was still talking about it.
Sorry, Stacey. Pete has apologies to make.
Sorry, go for it, Pete.
No, what I was going to say is what I really appreciated about Stacey is that she was really accurate about the fact that there was no Google back then.
No.
So I appreciate that accuracy, Stacey. Oh. Well done.
Test.
Oh, I don't know.
That was just only 3 of 12 questions.
For those that don't know, Pythagoras was a character in a Nick Giannopoulos film.
What a week, what a week, what a week, what a busy old week. The week in Perth, yeah.
Well, what happened this week? It rained a lot.
Didn't it?
That's pretty much it. But for me, it was a very sort of, it was about getting myself back on track. Because it was our first week back from our little holiday. And usually you'd come back from a break feeling refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like I was coming out of hibernation because I've spent the last month not really sleeping watching the European Soccer Championships, which, of course, are on at, you know, between midnight, 3 a.m., 5 a.m.
Perfect snacking time,
too. I've eaten just terribly. There's bumps, like indentations in the couch that fit me. So it was all about me getting over the fact that I really spent way too much time watching soccer.
Hello and welcome to Matt Dictinsky's lounge room. That's right, that stink is Matt Dictinsky, who hasn't had a shower for nearly a month now. But that's the European Soccer Championships for you. I put my trackies on. I put the coffee on. I put the telly on. Because the soccer's on. Ooh. The next game starts at 3 a.m. I'm on the couch already, so I stay where I am. For the last month, all I have done is watch European soccer sitting on my bum. Barely moving, getting fat, inhaling chocolate, eating crap. On a break from the breakfast show, the break I need is from cholesterol. Wake me up. It's time for soccer. To go to sleep now would just be improper. Wake me up and watch the soccer. So much caffeine that I'm feeling high. Sleep deprived, I feel a bit sick. Must watch the Dutch against the Czech Republic. So wake me up, hand me a Will kit. Yeah, it's possible that I might die if I don't sleep tonight. I know it's never gonna be a great time for a COVID lockdown when you're stuck inside. But if that's what you need me to do, well, I'll just eat, watch soccer, and occasionally poo. The look that's on my partner's face is one of pity for my deep disgrace. I don't know if I'm awake or not, but the next game is Croatia up against the Scots. Wake me up. It's time for soccer. To go to sleep now would just be improper. Wake me up, watch the soccer. So much sugar that I'm feeling high. You'll think I'm strange, but I get a boner for Ukraine against North Macedonia. Get some rest when this game's played out, yeah. I feel like I'm gonna die. They gone to extra time.
Well done, mate.
Kraft, very popular brand.
Oh, yes.
Been around a long time. Made a lot of magic, haven't they, Kraft?
Oh, certainly, yes.
Well, Kraft and Van Leeuwen ice cream in the States, they joined forces to create a limited edition ice cream this week that they released. They launched it on Wednesday because Wednesday was a special day. And 2,000 tubs of this ice cream sold out online in 9 minutes.
Wow.
Okay, so then the stores were stocked with it too. They had over 3,000 tubs in stores and that was gone within 3 hours.
Yeah.
Which is surprising because the flavour of the ice cream is macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Now...
I love mac and cheese, don't get me wrong.
Me too.
Yeah.
$12 a tub. $12 a tub. Now, I know it's an unusual flavour. I love mac and cheese, but maybe not in ice cream. Mm. This guy in New York was one of the first to try it.
Don't give this Kraft macaroni and cheese flavoured ice cream a shot. Oh, I taste a little bit of salt. It's weird. It tastes salty. It tastes just like Kraft macaroni and cheese, though. Oh, my God, yeah. They were able to, like, nail the flavour like that. I didn't expect it to taste just like Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, so he went on to say he loved it and said, I'm going to eat this whole tub. Now, the sad thing for us is that we can't try it because it's only in the United States.
God damn it, COVID.
But our fantastic producers, producer Georgia, you know,
hey,
she stops at nothing.
Hi.
Hi.
And so she said, I don't want you guys to miss out on the journey that is this incredible ice cream. So she's created, I'll say baked us, but I don't know, is it baking? She's created.
Well, it's not really baking,
mac
is it?
And cheese, like... and mixed it with vanilla ice cream for us to have a go at.
I'm
just to
do
see
it.
If we can recreate this same.
So, Jay.
Oh, yuck.
Jay, did you like make the mac and cheese? Like, is it like a pre-made mac and cheese that you just put in the microwave?
Oh, yuck.
Come over here.
Okay, jump on a microphone.
It's a pre-made mac and cheese. This is actual Kraft mac and cheese as well.
Yeah.
Not microwave. It was over the stove. So I don't know.
Ooh,
if that
over the stove.
Over the stove. So really, like homemade traditional style.
Artisan.
The stove. There's milk, butter, a little bit of salt, not too much.
Mixed in with some vanilla. Okay.
Do you know there's not too much?
Matt's already given up. I'm going to go.
It's awful.
And then you just put vanilla ice cream through it.
It's awful.
Kimber, your face doesn't...
See, the problem is...
I can't work out... You know why? Because my brain can't work out what's going on.
No.
Like, it's trying to...
Welcome to my world.
It's trying to go... I know it tastes like mac and cheese, but I'm trying to taste ice cream and I can't... I'm going to go for another one just to check.
It's I mean, I do thank you, Georgia, for doing this for us, but you weren't able to replicate the strange science experiment that would be the normal bought variety. You've actually used real food for this.
You know what? It needs more cheese.
You reckon?
Does it? Needs more mac.
I think it needs more cheese.
Okay.
I think the ratio is not quite there.
I think it but needs look, to not be in front of me.
Pete's
I,
starting to enjoy it.
You do not.
Don't judge that's, him. That's not, it's okay.
It's not that bad. look, admittedly, with my health kick at the moment, I only get to have this type of food once a week.
Well, then you should really not waste it on this.
I'm a little bit excited.
If next week you've got together with Whittington's and you're making your own mac and cheese ice cream, I'm out.
We want to know your weird food combo that you just love.
Emily and Baldivers, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate. You have yours at the movies.
Oh, yeah, but in the darkness, so no one can judge.
What is it, Emily?
Well, I get the Boysenberry Choc Top.
Yep.
And popcorn, and I eat the chocolate off the top while, you know, we're waiting for the ads to get to the good bit. As soon as the lights go dark, I stuff my ice cream into my popcorn and then just eat whatever comes off it, like...
I love that.
I've seen like people do that.
Salty.
Is it like salty? And also you're getting a little bit of crunch, right? It's the texture as well.
Yeah, 100%. It's just so good.
And how many times can you go back in, Emily, before it gets drippy and weird?
Oh, well, it doesn't get drippy and weird because you eat it so quickly.
Emily's finished it before Val Morgan's off.
Tammy in Beaconsfield, good morning. What's your weird food combo, mate?
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, cool. Well.
Well, I'm actually making it right now for my grandkids and for breakfast. It's actually pancakes and Vegemite.
Okay.
I can see that.
I can see that. Yeah.
Do you put butter on them too, or do you just go straight for the veggie on top of the pancake?
A bit of butter as well.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that sounds nice. Give me that any so day good. Over the
do,
Mac.
Do you muck around
my
with...
My best buddy, he refuses. He reckons it's horrible.
Oh
really?
So I'd get rid of him. Get rid of that friend, Tammy.
Yeah. No.
I mean, it's also hard for me to think of anything going wrong with pancakes.
Mm.
Like I kind of think I could... Pancake and anything should be fine.
Kim in Westminster, hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's your weird one?
Skittles and yogurt.
Skittles.
And what kind of yogurt?
Like vanilla or fruit yogurt, which I don't think is as weird now because I think I've actually seen yogurts where you can put biscuits and things in there. But going back maybe 10, 12 years ago, I used to work at a doctor's surgery and I used to just eat Skittles all day long and then... get bagged for not eating too healthy.
Skittles make me feel like something's going wrong with my heart. Like I'm a real sugar person, but as soon as I eat a Skittle, I'm like, what's happening
me? Well, combine it with vanilla yogurt and tell your pancreas to look out.
His Wikipedia page describes him as one of Australia's most experienced and well-travelled comedians. Doesn't say anything about funny. Lucky he is, which is why we love him. Please welcome... friend of the show, Limo.
Oh, it's been too long. Hello. How are you, mate?
Oh, Pete, Matt and Kimmer, it's a joy to be with you again. Oh. And I come to you from a very rainy Adelaide right now, where I'm stranded, guys, because I was going to go home to Melbourne, but Melbourne's in lockdown.
Yeah.
And in fact, tell me if I should read anything into this. I rang my wife and I said, well, I could come home. Or I could stay here in Adelaide. And she said, stay in Adelaide. There's no point coming home here to the lockdown. But is she hiding something from me?
Yeah, she needs a couple more weeks to turn your room into the home gym.
Yeah, we've got someone moving in that you may not approve of.
Now, mate, we understand you've actually been there that long that you've run out of clothes to the point that we've caught you clothes shopping right now. Is that right?
Yeah, I've run out of clothes and I've been invited to this fancy lunch today. Ooh. In the Barossa Valley, like a wine area just north of Adelaide. So I'm quickly clothes shopping, so I've got something half decent to wear. I think, you know in Dumb and Dumber, when Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels go clothes shopping?
Yes.
And they've one of them, that's what I'm going to, I'm going to dress up like a blue cowboy or something at the end of this. So.
And not the first time we've wanted to be in a change room with you, Limo, so thanks for inviting us in.
Oh, please, get on board. It'll fill your dreams for the weekend.
Have you been well, mate? We haven't spoken to you for so long.
I'm fighting fit. I've had my first jab.
Okay.
And I feel good about it. Although I had the AstraZeneca because I'm 51, and then I posted it on social media. I thought, look at this, what a hero! I'm going to show the world. I've got my first jab. And then literally the next day they went, oh, actually, maybe wait till you're 60.
Yes. Oh, damn it.
Okay. Now I'm waiting for an ear to grow in the middle of my back or something. So I'm still waiting for my second jab. But guys, I want to talk about the vaccine rollout because the federal government's trying to think of ways to encourage people to get the jab.
Yes.
You know, last week ScoMo said something about offering a beer.
Yeah.
To get the jab. Just another one of ScoMo's efforts to be a man of the people.
Yeah. I've seen a few suggestions people have made to just put them in the strawberries.
Oh, yes,
of course. That might be a more effective way.
Very good.
Put them in the strawberries. It's good gear. I like it. People, you know, offering travel vouchers, maybe lotto
Bunnings
tickets. Bunnings vouchers. I know in West Virginia, in the States, true story, not making this up. They're offering guns, discounts on guns.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, because you know you can shoot the virus.
Take that, COVID-19.
Yeah. But a suggestion this week is that they set up drive-throughs, right? So people can just drive through. You don't even have to get out of your car. You just pull up and they give you a jab. Well, I can report, guys, that the drive-through vaccine is actually happening already, and the government has teamed up with McDonald's.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, okay. To help dish out the vaccines. And I think we've got to, I managed to record a family going through just the other day. Give you a little taste of it.
Good evening. Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah, g'day, mate. Can I get 4 cheeseburgers, large fries, and a lemonade, thanks.
Yeah, 4 cheeseburgers, large fries, and lemonade. Anything else?
Do you have anything else, bud?
Oh, can I get an AstraZeneca jab?
Oh, good call. Can we get 2 AstraZeneca jabs as well, please?
Would you like to roll that into a jab deal? You also get 2 Pfizers for free.
Do you kids want a Pfizer?
He's picking on me.
Stop fighting and listen. Do you want a Pfizer jab, yes or no?
Can we get the Moderna?
Moderna isn't an option. It's Pfizer or nothing. Do you want it?
Nothing.
Okay, no Pfizers, thanks, mate. Just the AstraZenecas.
Just confirming 2 AstraZenecas, 4 cheeseburgers, large fries and a lemonade.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you.
Drive around, please.
Oh, can I get the Pfizer?
I bloody knew this would happen.
Pfizer.
Oh, very good.
Oh, those kids are so annoying, aren't they?
And they also sound like they should be having their own children by now.
Nice
to
catch
up. You've really got to work on our kid voices. Thank you,
Dave. Hey, good to hear from you. Bless you, mate. All the best with your shopping,
yeah,
eh?
Good luck, mate. Hope you find the perfect suit.
I'll send a photo once I'm finished.
See you, mate.
Thanks, guys.